Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun.
And I am Asania.
Greetings from podcast land.
It gets better. Every fucking introduction gets better.
Right, right.
And better skadoosh.
Skadoosh. We got to put that on the t-shirt.
Yes, we do.
All right.
I plan on doing that.
But the logo.
Right.
Dope.
Fucking logo.
So dope.
Yes.
But today we're talking about how your inner affects your outer.
Nah. What did you say earlier?
Yeah. How your any affects your outer. Because you're a child, you thought I was fighting.
I gotta stop smoking. Making me choke. I like that one better. How you any affects your outer.
Right. But she was saying some stuff earlier, though, about
some real stuff. Okay.
Tell about your Stone Mountain trip. Tell them.
Basically. Well, I gotta get serious into this story.
Okay, it's coming up.
Not yet. Okay, I'm still stuck on NA and Audi. Oh, so basically what we want to talk about with the NA and Audi is how your internal affects your external, meaning your state of mind, the energy you're putting out, the frequency you're vibrating on, and how you attract certain and how you magnetize things towards you. And also the conditioning of your mind. So when he's talking about a Stone Mountain, the past 2 weeks going to Stone Mountain, I have been going at nighttime. And one time I went by myself and one time I went with somebody. But either way it went, in both experiences, I had to deal with the conditioning of my mind and my imagination and face my fears and anxieties that were created through whatever experiences I have.
Because I kept asking him about cougars and about bears.
But I was really scared about cougars and right. Bears. Like, they got that shit in Stone Mountain. They're not going to let niggas run through Stone Mountain with cougars and bears in that bitch.
What
they got deer, though.
Oh, deer are usually friendly.
And dope.
Well, except the ones that attack you. Like, never mind those.
But I have to take control of my internal in order to make it through this and fight through it. It's like, literally, I was freaking fuck out going through this.
Your mind just let
my
loose.
Mind would not, right. It would not let go of the illusions and the conditioning that it had. So I'm seeing all kind of stuff from horror movies to horror video games. I'm thinking about zombies. So I ain't thinking about cougars and bears. I'm thinking about zombies. I'm thinking about the zombie apocalypse. I'm thinking
about they're going to land right here.
Jason or somebody jumps out. It's gonna,
like your imagination just went crazy.
Just stupid far.
And oh my gosh. I just had a light bulb moment. What if your light, what if your imagination can go crazy in the other direction in Stone Mountain? In like a creative way? That is dope as
where you
fuck.
Can go out there and you can just
zone out and be able and go to this another level of creativity.
And I think that's what people go in.
Because that's what your mind was doing.
Yeah, it was creating freaky shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I think a lot of people go out in the nature to do. That's what I've been trying to do and go out more in the nature. I think that's going to be what I'm pushing on my next few stories. But trying to connect with the world around you, your external, but you have to work on your internal, because if your internal is not right, you know what I'm saying, you draw certain negative stuff towards you and you can't really connect with those things. Like I was saying earlier, when I was in an extremely negative space, and I had been in that space for probably like 10, 20 years.
Wow.
Real shit. If I had to track it back as far as I could, I'd been in this real ugly, dark ass space. And some of it was probably connected through some childhood experiences and stuff that had been passed down from family members and parents. But when I was in that space, I was drawing other negative stuff. I was very drawing negative experiences. Other people with the same mentality around me, and we would sit and fester in that negative space. We were sitting condemn people.
Negativity loves
criticize people, find shit to complain about. Look at the worst things going on. We wouldn't even really talk about things, the positive things that were going on in the world around us. And when I think about a lot of people I was hanging with, that's the space they were in. All the way to the point where fast forward 5 years later since I graduated, you know, I don't really connect with a lot of these people, and I came in contact with a few friends. When we were in school, we used to have this thing called hate. Like, we would hate on each other. It was like the...
Oh, yeah, like, you hating?
Yeah, but
like,
it was actually like
regular hate?
Like, like, yeah, we'd be hating on each other, but it was like the thing we would do. Like, we would talk shit about each other real bad. And it seems like, oh man, your work sucked. Like, if somebody's shit was good, we'd be like, yo, your shit sucked, bring him down. We felt like it was done in a loving manner.
Right.
But in retrospect, when you get in a loving space, yes, words have power. You think about the energy you were putting out there. Mm. You dig? So, fast forward, I ran into some cats, and we were on the Xbox, and we were talking about something, and they tried to bring up that old mentality, that hate. And I couldn't even tap into that. Right. I was like, yo, son, that's not even me.
Right. Like, you said that to them?
Yeah, I told them, like, I can't. No, I don't promote.
Are these the same guys who you were?
Just a few. Not the whole circle, but just like two of the people from the circle.
Right.
And I realized I haven't been around those individuals. I can't, not those people in particular, but those individuals who bring that kind of energy to the table. It's hard for me to be in that space. Right. Even if I'm in that space, I don't want to be around people and put my shit off on them.
Especially when it's unnecessary. Like, I can kind of understand events of some sort, but when you're just digging that negative hole just to kind of dig it.
Right, but even within venting, when do you draw the line between venting out and dispersing your negative energy on somebody else?
Some people don't draw the line.
No, they just, because we're so used to calling people with our shit.
Right.
And just calling it and just spewing it and pouring it out on.
So what are you supposed to do with your shit?
Face it. Go internal. Why go external?
But how do you do that?
By taking some time out, breathe, and look at the situation and identifying the severity of it.
But can you not even talk about it? Are you not supposed to talk about it?
I mean, when you finally decide, I guess I feel like when you finally decide to get it off your chest or you do have a conversation for it, do it when you're in a space where that you're still not in that negative hole.
Okay.
You're still not vibrating on that negative frequency. You still don't have that energy that you're feeling directly from the situation.
Right.
You're still not tense. Because when you do that, even with your words, your whole shit you're giving off. Like, you never had somebody call you on the phone and you was in a good space and then they called you because they was having a bad day or something, just pissed them off. So they don't even ask you how you're doing.
So your tone, your delivery is what?
It helps major. Also.
Right.
It helps also, like, you know, you can call after you calm down. It's no different from having an argument with somebody. You're not supposed to argue while you're in the heat of battle.
And I was thinking, too, it's funny when I think about work and complaining about it the night of versus talking about it the next day.
You don't even have the same energy level.
It'd be too totally.
You actually laughing at it versus yelling at
cursing.
You do. You're like, man, this is stupid ass shit.
It'd be totally different.
It's completely different.
It turns into comedy.
You get it off your chest, but it's still not the same weight, the same level of energy that you had when you was initially going through
it.
Like,
punch somebody in the face.
Right. When you're in an argument, bro, and you're mad at somebody, you should take a second. When you go back and discuss it, you're not bouncing negative energy back and forth. You're actually taking a second to calm down, and you can be respectful and hear better and respond better, man. That's what I'm learning. Like, I told my mom that. I'm like, you used to call me all the time because you was mad at work. You was frustrated with your coworker. And you didn't realize it, but when you called me with that shit, you was throwing your shit on to me. Now I'm riled up. I can't figure out why I'm upset. I'm agitated. And I start looking at shit that I got problems with. And then we're not really helping each other. We're just bouncing. We're just pinging that shit back and forth.
Right. There are even certain people who I listen to who I love. It's this little political show. And by following the dopest shows like ever, but at the same time, it can get real. The energy can get real, like, harsh and real potent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sometimes when I get off the phone, but sometimes when I turn it off, I can still feel
you still
it.
Work up.
I can, I can still feel it.
Come on, man,
it.
It's like, the same shit. Really, think about music you listen to.
Oh hell yeah!
Like when you put on a certain song, like on the way here through traffic, I had to play specific songs to give me traffic to keep me. Getting the right frame to come to this podcast because I'm stuck in traffic. I got to came here pissed off, agitated with the world if I wouldn't have found something to keep me in a certain mood. You dig? So I was listening to a lot of upbeat. Like I was listening to like Kendrick Lamar, All Right, shit like that. Stuff that was going to have me in the mind frame when I got here to be productive and we're going to be straight and have the right vibration frequency that I need in order to connect with people through this podcast.
Right. Music is all about setting.
So if music, it's not just the tones and the instruments that are being played. It's the words that are being played. It's the tone the person has in the song. it's more about the person than just the instrumental. You can listen to some instrumental shit and it's just gonna let you go in your own mind. But when somebody's speaking across a certain beat or a certain song or melody, that shit affects you strongly. So it's more about the words and the stuff that they project to you than anything. How you say you listen to people having a conversation, the innate energy from the conversation affect your mood. Right. So you gotta look at how your internal affects your external. And on top of that, you wondering why you always got some crappy, and it's crazy because they say, because I've heard this too many times in life, and you don't really, we don't apply the knowledge. Like I say, there's not having knowledge and then there's applied knowledge. You can know some shit, but if you're not applying it to your everyday activity and structure, what's the point of having
it? You ain't gonna know until you experience.
Right, I got knowledge about game design, but I don't apply it. Right. So it's just, there's some information I got.
Right.
But I'm not really using it in a way where it's productive or everyday life. So a lot of this stuff, you know, you get what you receive. So if you're in a negative space, if you plumb, if you are so on and so forth, you know, sad and so on and so forth.
That's when it starts to affect your outer.
That's when it starts to affect your outer. You start saying you draw people. If you stay in that space for extended, it's one thing to feel it in the moment for a certain amount of time, but when it starts carrying over the days turn into weeks turn into months,
right?
Months,
it becomes years, you.
It becomes you,
right?
And then you start drawing those people. And
you wonder why all these people are showing up to the front door,
right? You're like, yo, nobody cares about me, nobody loves me, nobody wants to see me.
Right?
You're absent on one of the biggest social media because you want to be, because you feel like the shit is whatever. And I'm starting to have mixed feelings about social media having to do that shit. Having to use it.
That's so funny. I just did a podcast earlier, and we were talking about how people get on social media and they talk really bad about their dating scene. And we talked about how unattractive that is and how they're putting out all this bad energy, how, you know, niggas ain't shit, you know, everybody a hoe, blah, 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 right. blah, and it's like, you're putting that out, and that's probably why you're getting all of that.
Right.
Because that's the energy that you're putting out.
Niggas ain't shit. Hey, niggas ain't shit.
Right.
You keep saying that. Oh, bitches ain't shit. You keep saying that, but you keep encountering. You don't realize you're drawing that. Niggas
ain't shit. Plus, you might be one of them ain't shit niggas.
Because you're not taking enough time to look at yourself and be aware. Okay.
Ain't doing no niggas reflection. Ain't
shit. Why do I keep drawing these people to me? What am I giving out that makes niggas want to come fuck these niggas of that quality come fuck with me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Am I allowing myself to entertain this shit? Do I present myself in a certain manner? You know what I'm saying? How do I feel about myself?
Right. Because that's unattractive, too. You know? Even if you are like the most beautiful thing.
Woman, yeah, but that's your mentality, bro. That's your state of mind. I feel like a lot of people are drawn to me now because I'm in a much more positive state so they can see it. It's now the tough thing for me is me seeing it consistently. Because
words are real.
Man.
Super real. There's some people who you see and you'll go across the room.
I've had babies freak out just by looking at me. Because my aura was horrible. I had to put on a happy face for the table. But the baby is freaking out because my energy is horrible.
Babies, animals.
And because they're picking up on this thing. Yeah. So really focus on the thing is to focus on that, pay attention to the energy you got. And then once you start noticing how you feel and what you're giving off, and really projecting positive energy, I promise you, like, that shit is crazy how true and how much weight that statement carries when you really start investing in it. Because
especially
care
when you look back on your
life. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. If I could have been more positive and had a more positive, there's so many more opportunities I would probably capitalize on.
You would have just saw them. They were right in your face the whole time.
Right. Like, you're just going to see them because you was blinded by
your...
Because
you got on your negative goggles.
Yes.
You put on your positive goggles. And not no fake positivity, like, you know, real, sincere. Took some time to think about it.
Because here goes some real shit. At the end of the day, we talk about all this positive energy. At some point, it's all about balance. You're going to have
Most definitely.
You have a bad day.
You
have a day where you're not feeling right. You have a day when your energy is not on point.
And you got to go through the motions of being mad sometimes.
Right. Like,
let it out.
Feel that shit. Connect with that shit. Identify it. The key is do not displace it onto someone else.
Right.
Learn how to feel it, address it, touch it, figure out what the trigger is. Go within, be aware of how you feel. You can tell people, yo, I'm having a bad day, I'm not in a good mood, shit ain't going right. So being around me, being around me is probably not the best thing to do, because I'm not gonna let you can really top the energy I'm giving off. If you can get past that, like, you might want to keep your distance. You're not gonna cheer me up. Let's be real. Just let me get through this. Let me feel it. Let me ride this roller coaster.
Just let me do a little bit.
Yeah, give me a little bit. I can process it. The biggest thing, we don't be want to process shit.
Right.
We just want to get it and get it over. We want to do the work of processing it, because it hurts sometimes. If you're feeling bad or something bothering you, feel it. You need to cry, go fucking cry, get it out. Go through it and then come back. Scream, yell, go do whatever you need to. Because, again, it's all about balance. You know, it's not going to be great every day, but it don't have to be bad every fucking day.
And that energy is going to have to get out of you some way.
Some way. You got to release it, go into the yoga class, and it's crazy, because in the yoga class, this is what the lady was saying yesterday when we went to yoga, like, do the yoga, find those memories, find that those triggers, find that energy, and learn how to release it, because if you don't store it, if you store it, that's when you start feeling back pain, hip pain, shoulder pain. Like, I really do believe that our physical is a direct reflection of our mental. Mm-hmm. So if you hunchback and you always working like this, it's because that's what you feel, that's how you are mentally. People who feel good, they get up, they go exercise, they go start their day. Don't get me wrong, they got their off days, but they still recognize it. But then the second thing is, if you realize that you're around a bunch of negative stuff, it's hard to change that negative stuff if you don't change the negativity within you.
Mm-hmm. Because you can, I think you can just automatically attract certain things if you start to change it's almost like you're always pulling stuff towards
Deshaun, you. Deshaun, I'll look in our whole perspective on this podcast. We said it by the end of the year, we want to have more. This is not yada, yada, yada. Right. When we had that conversation, we start putting a little bit more effort every week. We start becoming more consistent with the podcast. Right. We've seen more growth in the past couple of weeks, past month, than we have in the past few months. And we've seen more growth in the past few months than we have in the past few years.
Yeah, we were
upward. We've really been on an uptrend.
Oh, so, shit. And that's the energy.
But that's the energy we've been putting into. We've really been getting what we get, what we've been putting in this podcast. And the more we put into this podcast, and we've been walking around with more positive energy, bro. We've been more aware of how we give off.
Like, real shit, I have been, like, doing better with my mood. Not that I'm, like, this moody thing, but just little things that you do over time, it does add up. It does make a difference, most definitely. Most definitely.
I see the difference between, for myself, and from 6 months ago, and then even another year before that, you know. I've been growing. I still was in a dark ass space. I still got a lot of that darkness. The thing for me is, instead of being afraid of it and running from it, I've been trying to embrace it. And then also embrace the light and then figure out how to balance them both and how to make them work. Because they all have their purpose.
Right? Some y'all got a dark side.
I have to have that dark side in order to survive through a certain work through a certain situation. And then certain scenarios, I need to be able to present the light. And then sometimes I just need to be neutral. Solid still.
Right, okay.
Like, okay.
I'm gonna let y'all choose.
Yeah, I'm gonna let, I have no control over this, so I just gotta go with the flow of the situation.
Whatever.
So, you know, even with the waiting table, sometimes I need to be upbeat, sometimes I need to be a little bit cold, stale, and take control of this table. And sometimes I can just be neutral and let the table do itself.
Right. That's super true. Sometimes it's just like, I don't know, I'm gonna stay back there. Y'all got it under control. Sometimes people just have their own shit under control.
Like, right.
They ain't even talking to you. They reaching back and grabbing stuff. And
right. Doing this and that. So you don't need to do all that. So
sometimes
you just gotta find that balance.
You gotta drive. Like, I'm gonna drive. Let me drive.
But at the end of the day, it's about paying attention to the energy within you and recognize when you change that energy, you'll notice a change around you. You'll notice those negative people start. All that stuff that was holding you back or had you in that space, especially if you tell yourself you want to adjust this, you want to change, you have to keep reminding yourself that you want to change this and that you want to create these new scenarios. That old stuff that was holding you back will start to dissipate.
Right. And I think this is also just being accountable for, you know, what you put out there and stuff like that. I feel like sometimes you have to stop and look in the mirror and be like, is it me?
Like, and I do, I do that. Like,
wait a minute. Remember?
Like, why I keep doing this? Well, it's
I'm asking to change his ways. Up and remember? And make a change.
Alright, I was expecting that to go that long. You know what's crazy though? Never thought about the lyrics of that song. It just sounded like a song.
Really?
You think about you that shit, like, look at the man in the mirror. You want to see change. You gotta change yourself. I wouldn't mind.
That's fine.
Nah, podcast's over. It's like, I mean, I'm a hipster, so I don't like the shit. See, I own my hipsterness, so I'm a hipster, so I don't like the cool shit that everybody else likes. I'm like, that's cool. That's why I fuck with social media first. But the more I fuck with it, man, you get to put yourself out there. There are a lot of cool things, and then you never know, you might brighten somebody's day up. My light bulb moment of the day of the week is look for inspiration in everything.
You know, it's everywhere.
Where you're going to get inspiration from. I was inspired by a little guy, the old boy. His name is Bryson. Bryson, shout you out on my podcast.
Who's Bryson?
It was some kid at the table, man. Somebody else's table, and I was waiting on him. He's a cool kid. And I was talking to his mom. I was joking around with his mom, and then I started messing with him because he was sizing me up real hard because I was talking to his mom. He's looking at me like, yo, son.
How old are you?
He was 9. And he's like, why you talking to my mom? And he's like, I don't know you like that. And then I was like, yo, son, I feel like you're trying to start something with me with the way you're looking at me. But I just kept fucking with him. But long story short, man, at some point, the man's like, man, you need to get a comic.
You should.
And I'm like, you for real? You see that? And he was He's like, you need to be doing comedy. Because you funny as a mug. And I'm like,
that's what the little boy told you.
Yeah, he's like, you funny. That's and I'm like, all right, little 9-year-old boy, if you can see that in me, and other people can see that in me, but if you can see that in me and you don't know me,
right. I'm a genius
inspiration, bro. So right. Look for inspiration. My light bulb moment.
My light bulb moment was when you went into the darkness and how we were talking about how your mind went into that direction, but how your mind can also go in the opposite direction. Because it's almost like...
If you use your imagination correctly, you can usually create more awesome things than negative shit.
That are just as awesome as they are negative. Your mind can be just as much as a tool as it is whatever the opposite of tool is. I can't think of that word right now. Hindrance. Your mind can be just as much as a tool as it can be a hindrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, that is the dope one. I didn't think about that until you said it. My ass was like, yo, the zombies gonna get me, bro. They gonna fuck me up. Something's gonna jump out from behind the woods. I ain't got no mic.
Like, yo, Area 51 is like right here.
Right fucking here in Stone Mountain. It's so fucking dark.
I should go to Stone Mountain this one time.
Kidnapped. Yeah.
KK up the
Jason
street.
Jason is gonna jump out from behind the woods. And I was like, nigga, you gotta stop playing the fucking video.
Anaconda, the species.
Real shit, you know what's crazy though? My homegirl told me, she was like, yo, real shit, second light bulb moment. She's like, yo, that shit might have fucked up your head when you was young. And I'm like, nah, maybe.
The horror movies?
Yeah, and all the shit I've exposed myself to. And after that, the last 2 nights, I'm like, yo. Fucked up my head.
Like,
that shit might have fucked me up. Okay.
Well, something bound to fuck up your head.
But yo, man, it's awesome here, man. It's in the podcast. Appreciate y'all listening, man. Check us out. Comment, like,
share.
Let us know what we can improve upon. Yeah. You're thinking about that stuff. And all that, and subscribe, and then tell people to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Peace out.